A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah akhmaduhu wa sta'inuhu wa sta'dihi wa sta'filrahu. Ashadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu. Ashadu anna Muhammadan rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala kareel al muslimin Muhammadin wa alihi wa ajma'in. Ajma'in salami. Alhamdulillah akhmaduhu wa sta'dinuhu wa sta'fihi wa sta'dirahu. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala kareel al muslimin Muhammadin wa alihi wa ajma'in. Ma'amajin. Getting tongue tied. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise to Allah. I seek his assistance. I seek his guidance. I seek his forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah, the one we ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah against our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat, this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessings favors upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united as well as to made it forbidden to become separated in his book. I advise you as well as I advise myself first to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. So that's why I tell you never rush. You rush, you get everything, all these thoughts and all these things, you're trying to get hurry up and get done. So may Allah forgive me for my errors in my speech. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Wa laqad جِنَاهُمْ بِالْكِتَابٍ فَسَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ إِلْمٍ هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. I read and I recited it. Expressing the translations as follows: for we had certainly sent upon them a book based on knowledge, or detailed with knowledge, which we explained in detail, a guide and a mercy for all who believe. And we say, Salak Allah Wadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. And again, this is the 7th surah, the 52nd ayat. And today's khutbah, believing people are those who think. Believing people are those who think. Reported hadith Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he reported Muhammad, the present peace be upon him, is saying, seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. Another reported hadith Anas ibn Malik again reported the Prophet is saying, whoever goes out seeking knowledge is in the way of Allah until he returns. And only another reporting from Sufyan bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, who said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something about Islam which I can ask no one but you. And the Messenger replied, peace be upon him, say I believe and then be steadfast, be upright. We begin with praising Allah. We give thanks to Allah. As I went into the last khutbah that I presented, I became aware, really to me, of the need to continue on this ayat, that I shouldn't just do that one khutbah and not continue with this ayat. So it's really going to be the base of what I do or what I present over some time that I feel in the idea of how knowledge is to form us and how we have to look at knowledge. And with my purpose of bringing more to our attentions, I presented, you know, before the fact that the Quran and the signs and the ayats our knowledge that our guidance and mercy. And with the connection that this was to those who are secure, who themselves are secure in a belief. And now I want to continue examining who exactly those are. When in this ayat Allah says, "Likaumin yuminuna," to a people who believe. And I presented that yuminuna, it comes from amina as the root, and it's given to us in the fourth form. And Imam Qasim Ahmed, radiallahu anhu, he calls this the primary cause. He said it's the original cause for something. We know that there is a reason for this type of belief automatically. This type of faith inside of us is our original nature. Inside of us is what we know as taqwa. Is that original cause for this type of belief. And we're looking at that Allah says in the Quran, and adhere to the true nature on that which Allah has created all things, the Deen al-Fitr. Having reached this place in our lives, we can realize this about ourselves is key, that we have gotten to realize that we want to get back to the original nature, and we want to be in that original nature. But this is not just a feeling. It's not just a feeling and the faith the faith we have when we first come to the masjid. The first time we came to the masjid, the first time we went to something that was dealing with al-Islam, we weren't there. And this goes for really any faith and any house of worship. This is a certain type. Before the word yuminuna is likaumin, right? This word comes from kama. And we know this word every time we stand up for Salat. Every time we stand up for Salat, we hear this word. But listen, we hear ikamatu salat. But this word is being used with yuminuna. It's connected to it. Why? Because Allah is telling us that this is not only a person who believes, or because of the grammar in it, it's meaning that these are not just a group of people who believe, but this is a special group of people. When we focus on likaumin, the li is attached to rahmatan. It's attached to the mercy. And I know I went well into mercy last time, but the attachment shows us that even in this type of person, there is mercy. There is mercy in being this type of person. These are those types who have decided to seek to return to that original nature in hoping to gain the guidance from God. Gain the guidance that God has for us. But for these to become those who are referred to as likaumin, that type of people, this means they have also attained to a place that is more than just going through the motions. Allah does not wish for everyone to just go through the motions. He is establishing something here on this earth. This is what Allah is doing. He's establishing something here on this earth. This is no small task for us. You know, this word comes before faith. Something comes before faith. Now, we know it, everything has to be built on faith, but this word comes before the faith, and it's connected to mercy. Then one thing we must look at is this the only connection to this word? Right? In grammar, we see the connection to mercy, but inside of the ayah, we have to see other connections that this word may have as well. You know, as being a student of the grammar, that's what we study. We have to study, is this word connected to just one word, or is it connected to multiple words inside of the ayah? Allah is the best knower. There could be many connections. Some are implied and some are direct. When Allah says to us, فَسَلْنَهُ عَلَىٰ ilmin, which we detailed by knowledge. Now, when we touch on how this connects to likaumin, Allah uses the term likaumin, and it describes a people who have been able to recognize what Allah has for them, that they can actually see that there's something in everything that Allah has for them. Not just anybody, but special people who have come to believe in something so strong that they're now using their inherent tools that God has given them to seek something. And brothers and sisters, you know, you can read the Quran and read it a million times and still not be able to get what it has for you in it. But you can read it, and yes, it will bring you closer to where you want to be. That's a fine line. But only if you're reading it with an open soul. An open soul. See, normally I would say an open mind. But for the mind to get open, the soul has to be open first. You're not willing to have an open mind if your heart is telling you, I don't even want to hear what you're saying. You know the saying, you can't talk to nobody with a closed mind. You know, it ain't that you got to try to get their mind to figure out, you got to get them to believe in what you're saying. So it's in the soul. We must be able to understand that it is the soul that makes the connection so that the mind can become the most excellent intellect that is created and designed to be. But how can this happen? See, for this root word in kama, Imam Muhammad, he said that kama is to stand up straight. And it's not talking about stand up straight in your body, but stand up straight in your soul. So stand up straight in your soul. The Imam, he's telling us that we are now to look at every aspect of our life, our soul. To stand up, vertical, right? We stand up, we vertical. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is reported to have been asked, tell me something about Al-Islam, and he replied, say I believe and then be steadfast. Be steadfast. Now, the steadfast in the report in Hadith, the steadfast is the same word as mustaqim. It's the same word as mustaqim in the reported Hadith. Believe and then be upright. Believe and stand up in your nature. So the standing up, we could connect this to the mustaqim. We could connect this to the mustaqim. We are to stand up in the mustaqim. The mustaqim is designed for us to go in a direction, right? Up, ascend. The path. This is one of the few connections. This is one of the few connections that I want to make, the mustaqim. The Imam also said that the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, is talking about our souls anyway. It's already talking about our souls. We're not going to see no physical path. We're not going to see no golden path that leads to the wizard. This is an internal path. He said, it's intelligent and the urge, the will of God that is in it. Everything that God created has his will in it. Now remember that when we start talking about knowledge. No, and what we read on Fridays, when we read Surah 18, Surah Al-Kahf, and I sure wish that sooner or later we get more people to join in with us on Friday. 15 minutes, whatever Fajr time comes in, based on our prayer calendar off the website. 15 minutes after that Fajr time, we get on the phone, on the same call we do, and we read Surah 18. That's an obligation that we should, I know it's a sunnah, but it's an obligation I think that's very important. When we see in Musa alayhi salam that he's on his path, right? The story of Musa with the wise man, right? He's on his path, his journey that he's taking is a path. When he got to the two rocks, all these are telling us this is a path. The journey is a path. Our lives are a path. He is seeking to be upright by using his intelligence. It was the will inside of him to go out and seek. Now, when we go back to that first quote of the Imam, we have to move from just thinking ikama means physically stand up for salat. We have to get away from that. How many times has someone stood up for Salat and they're really just going through the motions? I mean, that's an eternal question that everybody has to ask. Well, I know it's time for prayer, and I got to pray, you know, but I got 30,000 other things on my mind, but I'm going to get my prayer. Yeah, that's a good deed. But could it be better? Are you going through the motions? The Quran is a book of prayer. The Quran is a book of prayer. So anytime we come into contact with it, no matter how it is, it deserves our full attention. Right? I'm not saying that. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He said, so when the Quran is recited, then listen to it and pay attention that you may receive mercy. Mercy. I'm not trying, but here goes another connection to mercy. Allah has made these connections for us, but not just for anybody. It goes to a certain type of people described by Allah in the Quran when he says, "Inna fi thalika layatin liqaumin yatafakkaruna." Verily, in all this there are messages indeed for a people who think. Who think. How many times have we read this in the Quran? For a people who think. For a people who ponder. And as I close this first part, I'm trying to lay the foundation with this ayah. This is what I'm trying to do with this ayah. Is lay a foundation so that way we can come behind it and we can build upon it. It brings us back to see that these people are being described as those who think. So that's the big key. They're those who think, who ponder, who want to learn. Yatafakkaruna is comes from fikr, right? Fikr. And this is what I've been taught, that these people are who are thinkers. So back to what Allah has told us. Fasalnahu ala ilmin. Ilmin, subhanAllah. Which we detail by knowledge. This knowledge, the ilm, is not just any understanding we're looking into. This is a special knowledge for a special people. These are the people. The liqaumin. Who fikr, right? Who think. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fi lakati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. I'm going to give us goodness life and give us goodness hereafter and protect us from the torment of the fire. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Believing people are those who think. Now, this word, fikr. Very, very close in the sound of dhikr, right? When you see the transliteration of it, you could think somebody may, and you see the same definition, because fikr means repeated consideration for the purpose of discovering meanings, right? And dhikr means remembrance, bringing to mind. They're so close in meanings, and if you look at, don't look at the Arabic, the Quranic Arabic, but you look at the transliteration, and this is why we have to get away from that. Because if you're just looking at what the English letters say, you may think somebody's just saying thicker when they really mean thicker, right? When Allah says to us with these type of words, he is telling us that there are people who think a special way. You think a special way. You're a different type of thinker. The word ilm in today's ayah, in today's khutbah, for today's khutbah, it is science. You know, we can say science and science of things. It's knowledge. But science is defined as a state of knowing, right? Science has to be learned from the outside of something to learn about it. You cannot learn, I cannot learn, for a perfect example, I cannot learn the science of this book, the Quran, from the outside. I can just have knowledge of the Quran from the outside. Okay, I know this is the Quran in a book form. But for me to learn the science of it, I have to be from the outside to go in. Right? I have to go into it. So I have to come from the outside into it. We learn something from the outside to understand to a degree that we can gain the knowledge from it. Everything that it has is inside of what I'm looking at. All right? Everything is as we want is inside of this. This we have to have thinking of someone who wants to be a thinker. This is the point. This is what the Quran is for. Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, this is going to sound, you got to make sure you hear this. Yes, you cannot want to think, right? There are people who do not want to think. But if you're really trying to live this way of life and you want the full benefits that God has for us, then we need to be thinking as a thinker. This is what we've been given in the archetypes of the prophets, alayhi salam. They were all thinkers. The ones we've been given in the Quran, even the ones that weren't prophets, Luqman, radiallahu anhu, a thinker. Over and over we get examples of thinkers. They all wanted the knowledge that Allah wants to give us. Knowledge that cannot be given to just be anybody. This knowledge is not for anybody. If that was the case, then the world would already be different. What would we have to do if everybody already had gained the knowledge that they needed? They already understood the science. They already understood everything, and they were already living it. Then what would we do? That's going to come up. I'm going to talk about that. That's going to come, inshallah. And not talk about it, subhanAllah, astaghfirullah, present about that. So this type of knowledge, this type of information, we can call it, is designed for those who are looking for more in their understanding of something, if not their understanding of everything. There's nothing wrong with trying to learn something about everything. There's nothing wrong with that. That don't make you an expert, but that makes you what? Knowledgeable. I'm knowledgeable about something. This is why the word before ilm is fasalnahu. It is a special detail. This word tells us that this ilm is set apart from any other type of knowledge. Any other type of knowledge you can get, this is a different type of knowledge. The knowledge that God is giving, the knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving, is different from any other knowledge that you're going to be able to get. But at the same time, all knowledge belongs to Allah. Right? You can learn to drive a car. You can learn to drive a car, but to have the true knowledge and the true science, you have to learn how to build the car. So that way you know exactly. What are the mechanics? Mechanics learn, okay, what's wrong with your car? Okay, I know what's wrong with it. That's the science of it, right? This type of knowledge that is considered to be true knowledge. True knowledge. We read that today. They refer to it, what the wise man had, as true knowledge. And when you learn about something, you gain knowledge of it, right? You learn, gain the science of it. When you learn the science of it all of it, then you learn all of it. And just what Moses alayhi salam was seeking, to gain that true knowledge, which we should be referring to when the Imam he made a comment one time, and he's called it reality-based knowledge. I've mentioned this once before. Reality-based knowledge. And why should we call it reality-based knowledge? Because if it can make us become these type of people who are standing up straight in their nature, who are seeing the knowledge for what is the value that it has, and we're being asked to be, we're being asked to be chemists. Right? We may not go back to school to get the degree, but we're being asked to have that learning nature of those just like the chemist, the biologist, the engineer, the doctor. We have to have this nature of wanting, of thirsting for knowledge and understanding. I pray, inshallah, you can get that point. Being able to be upright, stand up in our soul, leads us to stand up and be upright in our intellects. That's what it leads us to do. That is where standing upright is. Think of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In the tradition of the ascension, right? In the tradition, he is reported to be on the seventh heaven. All right? Already top. All right? That's one sign. But in one of the reportings, that he was so tall that all they could see was his legs. All they could see was his legs. Now, for me, we're being told that this because, first, he's our father of the intellect. It is telling us that he was not physically tall, but he was intellectually tall. He was intellectually tall. What's the purpose of telling us that he was so tall you could see his legs for? If it's not a sign, if it's not trying to tell us something, boom, getting away from the physical and come back to the spiritual thinking of it. He had risen up in his intelligence that he was considered to be so tall that all you could see was his legs. So if we learn from the teachers of all teachers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can become anything we desire because all knowledge rests with Allah. Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was reported to have said, whoever goes out seeking knowledge is in the way of Allah until he returns. When we're pursuing knowledge, it means we're getting closer to Allah. We're getting closer to him in our own natures. What could be the most important knowledge we can start with, right? This is a history question for some of you, from you soldiers, right? Knowledge of self. You ever heard that? Knowledge of self, right? What is more real than the truth that Allah has given us in our creation? We have to understand ourselves. We cannot ascend from anything until we understand ourselves. Allah, he has told us that he created everything in truth. He has created everything in truth. Reality is truth. Reality-based knowledge. By being thinkers, we can understand what being a thinker means. Right? It means we have to be willing to learn something we did not know. We have to be willing to learn something in a way we thought was different. Well, I was always taught to do it this way. Well, there's a better way to do it, a more beneficial way to do it. But are you open enough to be able to accept this? We have to be willing to accept that we may have been wrong about some things. We may be wrong about some, and we may be wrong about everything. Do you really, do you know how hard that truly is to accept that you may be wrong about something? Look at the society that we living in right now. And you can see how learning that something you thought was right is wrong. Has no basis in reality. And can you see what is doing to people? And people, how people are acting? And these people are not people who think with the goal of attaining knowledge. They don't want to think. They're closed-minded people. But we can also see that even if someone who wants to gain knowledge, they could have problems understanding, just like Musa, alayhi salam. He still was struggling. And he kept getting warned. He said, you ain't ready for this. You're not ready to accept this. You're not there yet. You think you're there, but you're not there. Because don't question me about anything. And he couldn't stop questioning every move. Because even though he thought he was there, he wasn't there yet, because it takes patience, it takes time. We can see why they say you have to have an open mind, right? An open mind is something that only someone can have when they're seeking what is the truth. And they're willing to take what they thought out of the equation and let the equation be natural, original natural, right? Seeking what is beneficial to the life that they're living. Why is this incumbent upon Muslims to seek knowledge? Why is it incumbent upon Muslims to seek knowledge? We're obligated to seek knowledge. We do not just take the shahadatain and then that's it. That's not the end, that's the beginning. We're obligated to try to be closer to Allah. When you have a closed mind, when someone has a closed mind, then they're willing to really accept anything as knowledge as long as it fits what they want. Right? They don't want to think. But we are intellects. We're creatures that are made to be intellects. Our creation is a mind, right? Man is mind. We are intellects. The Imam said that the intellect only exists to find God. It only exists to find God. This is our job. This is our mission, right? We are created to get back to that original nature we had in the mercy of the womb and find it outside in the womb of mercy in our lives. But only if we have that openness to be filled by the knowledge that is designed for us. You know, when a computer program is written, right, you put what has to happen inside the program. And you can put in that if this happens, then this happens. This is a program. All these apps, and my coder, Brother Free, is not here, but he can bear witness, inshallah. But this, you can bear witness. There's people that can bear witness. All these apps are, they go all the way back to like when I was in high school, and we had that little square Apple computer, and you would put A equals this or B equals that, and if A does this and B that, all you just make, and we make flashing signs, Christmas trees, yeah, Christmas trees back then, flashing bulbs and whatever. They were just one line after another. And then when you hit enter, boom, on the computer, something happens. It was a program. And if it did not work, and you had to go back into the program and find the error in the program, find out what's wrong with it. Our lives are programs. Our lives are programs. When something does not go right, there is an error in the programming. But if we have the program that a designer has made, then we will not have any errors. There are no errors in the Quran. There are no errors in Al-Islam. He said, today I have perfected your way of life. There's no errors in it. If an error is somewhere in your life or in our lives, we've put that error. We've let that virus in. We've let that malware into our lives. God is the designer of the program of our lives. The Quran is the computer program. You know, when, like I said, when some computers get out of sync, it's one bug can lead to another bug. Think of this in our lives. And this is what I said. Think. When we are truly seeking all knowledge that we should be, regardless of our age. You know, age is a cop-out. Age is a cop-out. Part of the hadith that the prophet said that after 60 you're more accountable. You're held accountable for your actions. Now, I'm not sitting saying you gotta sit there and build houses. I'm talking about seeking knowledge, reading, listening, writing, things that help your brain, right? You can learn until we are, you can learn until, that's the sentence. You can learn until. Because we have to learn from the cradle to the grave. This is Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he said, we have to learn from the cradle to the grave. And what he's saying is, you can think from the cradle to the grave. It is the thinking that will save us. We have to become more scientific thinkers. Where would this world be if we were all thinkers? Where would this world be? Where would this country be if we were all thinkers? We might be about 60% thinkers, but we need it higher than that. But the world has to deal with minds that are closed. And better yet, in all intents and purposes, minds that are dead. Minds that are dead. Because a lot of ass, you say, is the one living compared to the one that's dead. But do you think that, what do you think a zombie is? A zombie is a body without a mind, right? And yes, I said earlier that the soul leads to the mind. And again, what's a zombie? A soulless person, right? All those scary movies, they had no soul. Those creatures had no souls. I believe it connects. When you're mind dead, the Imam said you're a mind without God. Our thinking has to be the thinking that God wants for us. Our thinking has to be on God. The best of thought is the thought of Allah. It's the correct program for us. If this happens, then if this happens and we're thinking about God in the right way, then what happens after that? That's the program. Something's going to happen after that. The program is endless because the knowledge is endless. We can never attain all the knowledge like Allah has. No. But they don't know the capacity of our brains. They don't know the capacity of our intellects. They're only guesstimating. That's a word you're not going to find in Webster's. That's guess and estimate. Guesstimating the capacity of our brains. They set benchmarks based on what they believe is the benchmarks. They don't know. Only Allah knows. The real understanding is with Allah, and he has said to us, this knowledge that I have is not just everyday knowledge. It's not just for everybody. This knowledge is the knowledge that guides, it protects, it nourishes. It has been elaborated so that those who are committed to believing that if I'm a thinker and I'm looking for knowledge, it can only rest in what God has for us. Now, the quote, the Quran has the emphasis on thinking because there is a desire in us to become universal, to embrace everything, the sciences, all knowledges. This is what Imam said. That's what he said. That's the quote from Imam. The Quran is for thinkers. The Quran is for those the Quran is also for those who do not want to think. We know that, right? Because it would lead them off the path. They won't stand up in their nature. And here it is coming back. Here it is coming back, the path. Our goal is to be on the path of being upright. Stand up. This means we are always obeying the best of our nature. Our best life is the life of using our intellects. You know, the greatest sports figures over time, they all had to retire. They all had to retire. It didn't matter if they revolutionized the sport. If they did something with the sport, they considered the GOAT. At some point in time, they had to realize that standard they had, they couldn't live up to it anymore. But when it comes to our intellects, we do not retire, right? You can get tired, but we don't retire. But if we understand that in the game of thinking, there is no retirement, but only getting tired, then we can gain so much more. The ability to understand that learning benefits us is so important that Allah has told us that I have some special knowledge for those who are willing to think. Think. All He is asking us to do is think. Because we're naturally created to worship Allah, but we have to think about Allah to worship Allah correctly. We must learn to think, right? We must learn about our thinking. Cognition means thinking. It's the mental action or the process of acquiring knowledge and understanding thought, experience, and senses, right? Metacognition is thinking about thinking. It's the awareness of understanding one's own thoughts or mental process. You know, what was the point of sitting on the porch? Sitting on the porch on the afternoon and just sitting there. When somebody comes down, you speak, car rolls by, you wave. But you're just sitting out there and you're just enjoying nature, right? Were we not pondering about things? Wasn't that the point? To sit out there and think about things, think about life, think about these things? This is what I'm talking about. Think about how the breeze feels nice. Think about how does the breeze come? Why is there a breeze? What does it benefit? Why does it make me cool? And when it's 100 degrees and the humidity is up, why is it hot? Why does Allah send the breeze at all? We have to think about everything. This is what Allah is saying. There's nothing that we can't think about. Because all the knowledge, all that in creation is based for us to think. Then we have to think, well, why am I thinking about what I'm thinking about? Even in trying to correct ourselves, why am I having these thoughts? This ain't what I should be thinking. This ain't what should be on my mind. And it seems like, you know, I'm really just saying that I want you just to sit and think. Right? That's what it's saying. He just wants us to sit and think. Sit around and think. But you're listening to me right now and you're thinking something right now. You're thinking something right now. Some things are going on through your mind right now as I've been speaking. We are created to do nothing else but think, firstly, because we're created as intellects. But the biggest obstacle we face is what we are thinking. And again, I'm going to be on some of this for a while, inshallah, looking at the science of thinking. It is in the thinking that change happens, right? It's in the thinking that change happens. Allah says Allah would not change the condition of people until they change what is in themselves. Until they change what is in their own nafs. The word is nafs, selves. He's talking about the soul. It's an internal situation. I said this earlier in the khutbah. It's an internal situation. If our souls are not on the law, they are not on the Quran, then our conditions are not going to be what we desire. As good as it may be, it can be better. And as I close, the question is, does it look like paradise yet? Does it look like paradise? Yes. Thinking. And we had certainly brought them a book which we detailed by knowledge as a guidance and a mercy to a thinking people who believe. Now, inshallah, give something the benefit of the day, which all praise is due to Allah. And may we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbi, I talk about minna enka asami yorling. O our sustainer, accept thou from this from us, for verily thou art alone, all hearing, all knowing. Ameen. Mm-hmm.